If. So you see, both ways you're allowed to. Omer Rav Chiya Brei the Rav Huna, lo nitzchelo dechdei chayov. That you know when you're allowed to lend money to a grave rivis, if you're doing it for panosa, if you need the money to live on, then it's mutter. Rashi says, bechdei chayov, hetiruloi, you're allowed to do it for business to live on it. But for yosna mikan, if you have enough to live on, also, then you're not allowed to become rich from the goyish interest. Also mid rabbonin, till ma'asa l'nitzrach, that's what Huna meant to say. Mid rabbonin, it's also to keep on getting money interest from a guy. Because of that, you'll be used to taking interest from a guy, you may come to do the same thing by a Jew. So true, if you need a kidei chayiv, if that's your panosa, if your panosa is your own bank, and you lend out money to ribis, that will be mutter. But if it's not your panosa, if you have what to live on, you have your kidei chayiv. Some you want to become a millionaire, by lending out money to ribis, that's also. That was Rabbanan also. Ravina said, Hocha betamid echol maskinon. Here we're talking about a Talmud Chacham. That the time of my God's Rabbonin, what did the Rabbonin say is that a person should not lend his money to ribbis to a guy, because Shema Yilmud me myself. Maybe you come to learn out from his bad actions, or you'll come to learn to do this even to a Jew. But the Chiva of Talmud Chachamu, lo Yilmud me myself. But if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to lend out his money to a guy. By him, we're not afraid, he'll come to learn to do it to another Jew. Rashi says, time of my young Rabbonin ribbis nochri yosso Shema Yagl nochri etloi. The Yilmud me myself legasinon. Ikud Mar says, Ikud the Masni Lo, Lihod the Rafuna Ho. Some learn Rafuna Zin on this halacha. The Tony Rav Yosef. The Pasuk says, In Kesef Talves Ami Esoni Yimcha. He's supposed to, if you have money, lend it to your brother, to a poor person. So Dashin, Imi Venochri, Imi Kaidim. If you have a Jew or a guy, he's supposed to lend your money to a Jew first. Oni Vyashir, Oni Kaidim. If a poor man or a rich man comes to borrow money from you, he's supposed to lend the money to the poor man first. If you have an ani in your own mishpacha, somebody in your own family is poor, but you have other poor people from your own city, your own mishpacha comes first. This is tzedakah. Supposed to give to your own mishpacha before. The biggest stock a person can give to is his own father. People think the opposite way. If a person has a father that doesn't have any money, and you have money, the biggest mitzvah tzedakah is that a son should give his own father. That's called aniyecha, from your own mishpacha, that goes first. And second is, the father should give his own son. If his own son needs money, a father to give his own son is also a great mitzvah tzedakah. That's called aniyecha. Your own mishpacha comes first. Kaidmin aniyeh. Now, aniyeh ircha, v'aniyeh iracheres. Let's say the question of giving money to an ani from your city, or to give money to an ani from another city, then the lofer is aniyeh ircha kaidmin. An ani from your city comes first. And now, omama, what did we just say? Ami v'nochri ami kaidmin. To lend out money to a Jew or to a guy, who goes first? A Jew goes first. So the more pshita, of course, you have to tell me that. Pshita, you lend money to a Jew before they lend to a guy. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Lenitzke, not the chiddush over here is, the yafilu lenochi beribis. Even the case that to a guy, you could lend out your money with ribis, and you gain on the deal. You get back an extra few good dollars. Uli Yisrael b'chinam. And if you only lend out the money to a Jew, you can't take interest, so you're going to lose out. Even in such a case, the Torah is telling you, you're supposed to lend the money to your Jew first, and don't worry about the ribbis with the guy. Tanya, Amar Rav Yosi, Vorei simyumis aniyem shomaber b'ribbis. Look how much, by lending money b'ribbis, your eyes become blind. Like how much you can lose out. That Adam karvel chaveira Russia. Somebody calls his friend a Russia, you're a dima l'chayef. Imamisha can't stand him anymore. Goes down to your life.
For Haim, but these people that lend b'ribbis, they meviim edim, they bring edim for lavler and the sofer like for kumis and the pen with the yoy and the ink for chaisvin, and they sign out the shtar that you're gonna have to pay back interest for chaisvin, and they sign on it pliny zekofer b'lakei Yisrael. Like by doing this, your mom is signing like a signature upon yourself that you are kofer b'Hashem. So how bad this is to lend people beribis. All right, we'll stop here.
Whoever lends out money and does not take interest, nechosav mismaitetim. Don't forget, whoever lends out money beribis will just lose out. He thinks he can gain on the deal. You know, you just lose out. Nechosav mismaitetim. I for the moment, the loy must beribis become mismaitetim. We saw people that lend out beribis, and when we see people that don't lend out beribis, and you also become poor. And we have lazer halolu mismaitetim beyerlim. Those people, even though maybe now they lose out, but later they'll get it back again. The people lend out money to ribbis, and they'll go down and never come up again. All right, stop here. You're holding that fine aleph. Again, the shayla was, the top of the Gemara was, again, as a shayla, if you're allowed to lend money to a guy and get back ribbis. That Rosh Huna wanted to say, that mashma, that's no good. You get a klol if you do it. So Gemara yes, psukim, ayat mashma, you're allowed to. So Gemara says, hello, top of the Gemara again is, pechtei chayiv. That you're allowed to lend money to a guy and get back ribbis, kidei chayiv, if you need it for a panosa, it's muta. Revinu ama hocha betamidicho maskinen. That's what the Mishnah writer says. You're allowed to lend to them, to a guy, and get that interest. That's by Talmud Chacham. Because time of my gozer Rabbonin, what's the reason why with Rabbonin we say you should not lend money to a guy to get back ribbis? We don't want you to do business with goyim. If you start to do business with goyim, you'll learn from their bad actions. Now, the key on the Talmud Chacham, this is person, this malva, the one that's lending the money, is the Talmud Chacham, lo yomad mi maisov. He won't learn out from his bad meisim. Now, Tosfos speaks out that here at Mashma, the reason why you should not lend money to a guy beribis, that's because we're afraid you may learn out the bad actions. So Tosfos says, Bizmanazeh, that doesn't apply. That since Bizmanazeh, we live amongst the goyim, and we have to do business with them anyway, so anyway we do business with them. So once we do business with them, there's no difference. We might as well lend them money and get back interest. So meisim Bizmanazeh would be mutter to lend money to goyim to get back interest. And Nikki de Masnala, some learn Lahor de Rafuna ho. Some learn Rafuna's din on this halacha. The Tani Rabbi Yosef, the Pasuk says, Im kesef talves ami asani moch. That means ami ben ochri, ami koidim. A Jew or a guy lend money to a Jew first. Oni vi yashir, oni koidim. Ani yechav, ani yechav, ani yechav koidim. Mishpacha comes first. Ani yechav, ani yechav acheres. A poor man from this city or from a different city, ani yechav koidim. Your city comes first. Amama, what did we just learn? A Jew or a guy comes to ask you for money, he's supposed to lend the guy first, the Jew first. But he wants sheet, of course. What's the chiddush here? On this, Amr of Nachman, Amr Lihuna, on this, Huna said, you know what the chiddush over here is? The filu lenochri berivis. Even though you have a chance of lending the money to a guy, and he'll give you back interest. Uli Yisrael b'chinam. And if you lend the money to another Jew, you can't charge him interest. So I would have thought maybe you're allowed to give it to the guy to make money on the deal. Kamash will know that if two people, a guy and a Jew, come to you to borrow money from you, you have to lend the money to the Jew, even though you're not going to receive interest. Tanya, we learn. Amar Reb Yesi, Bo'u Rei, come and see Simunis and Naim Shomad of Rivis. How much they close their eyes, people that borrow money by Rivis, or give interest. Because it's like this. Adam Karulakavera Russia. If somebody calls you a Russia, is your redeemer lechayev? You get very angry at him. You can't take it. Your mom is go down to his livelihood to take revenge. But the haim, these people that lend money by ribis, may be an edim. When you write up ribis in the shtar, you bring edim to sign the shtar. Velavlo, you have a slave to come and write it up. The kumas, you use a pen. The dioy and ink. The chaisman, and you write down the chaisman and you sign that ploinizeh kofa belakei Yisrael. This person is lending money by ribis, which means you're being kaifer in Hashem. But Hashem says not to lend money with interest. So by you doing this, like you see how blinding, how much you blind your eyes, that you're going and mamish, writing it down in the shtar so openly that you're being kaifer in Hashem, you're a Russia. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Aymer, Ko mi shiyei shloi moyis, o ma voy sam shloi the ribis. If you lend money to another Jew and you don't charge interest, all of our cost of Aymer, the Pasuk says, such people will never fall down. From here we learn out that the opposite way, if somebody does lend money to charge interest, his nechasim will go smallly, he'll lose it, he'll go away slowly. We see people that lend money not with interest and still they lose a lot. Still they lose it. They lose an achasim. It's mismayatin. It comes smaller and smaller. Some Rebbe Lozor halalu mismayatin v'yelim. Such people, even though they have their times, things are going bad, but amit Hashem eventually they'll come back again. They'll become good again. V'yelim, they'll come up again. But the halalu people that borrow money with interest mismayatin v'einam olim. They'll only go down and they won't come up anymore. Now the pasuk in Habakkuk that says, Lo mo tabit boydim tachrish. Why should people look at the bad people? Kevala rosha tzaddik mimenu. The way a rosha swallows up a person that's a tzaddik greater than him. So the is, Omer Rav Huna, tzaddik mimenu boleya. The Rosh may swallow up some of the tzaddik from him, but he's not a tzaddik gomer. It just means he's more of a tzaddik than this Rosh. Such a person will lose out. But tzaddik gomer, a real tzaddik, ain't a boleya. He'll never be swallowed up. He won't fall down. And Rashi says, V'yafa pishem is moitet, even though we see his nechosim going down, oila will come up again. V'yena nivla li'olam, it won't be swallowed down forever. Tanya, we learned. Rabbi Yem Rabbi says, Ger tzedek homo linya mechira. When the Torah says the word of a ger tzedek by the parsha of selling, the ger toshev, and when the Pasuk says the word of a ger toshev, homo linya ribis, any day amahu, I do not know what the Pasuk means. A ger tzedek means a regular ger that's mezgayer, that became a Jew now. A ger toshev means he's still a guy. He's just living amongst us, which means he accepts upon himself not to be yovid avodah zarah. But he wasn't a kabbalah upon himself to become a Jew yet. So what does the Torah mean when it says these two things? It says like this. Ger tzedek homo linya mechira d'chsiv. Now that the Pasuk talks about a mechira, if you sell yourself for an eved ivri. So what does the Pasuk have to say a ger tzedek for? The Pasuk says, d'chsiv, v'chi yomoch or chi moch, if your brother becomes poor, v'nim kalacho, and he sells himself to you for an eved ivri, he needs money, so he sells himself to you. So now, L'cho, he sells to you. Now, V'loi L'cho, not only to you, Elo L'ger, he also may end up selling himself even to a ger. Shenam, the Pasuk says, L'ger, he sells himself to a ger. Now, V'loi L'ger Tzedek, not only does he sell himself to a ger Tzedek, a regular Jew, a ger became a Jew, Elo L'ger Toshev, he may end up selling himself to a ger Toshev. That's to a guy. He's only mekabel not to be ever avoid the zara. Shenam, the pasuk says la ger toshev. Now mishpachas ger. When the pasuk also says mishpachas ger, zeh nochri means you may say yourself to a guy. Keshuaim, when the pasuk says oily eker, also says the word eker, zeh nimkal avoidus kachavim atzma, that a Jew may end up selling himself to a guy direct to avoidus kachavim directly le avoidus kachavim atzma. So Rashi says that means nimkal avoidus kachavim means lachtet eitzim v'lishav mayim. He may be sold like to work by the avodah zarah itself to fetch water or to cut wood for it. That's how bad off he may become. That's what the psukim talk about. Now we'll explain it. Omama, what did you say? The Rashi says omama means hashtem forish my kashle. Now we'll explain what kind of question does he have. The comma that he said any day amal, that he said I do not know what the pasuk means. So omama, what did you say? The pasuk says, "V'loy l'cho ela l'ger." Sometimes, not only will a Jew sell himself to another Jew, like an eved ivri will sell himself to another Jew, ela l'ger, you'll sell yourself to a ger. Shenem, the pasuk says l'ger, to a ger. So that's what now. It's the pasuk says you can sell yourself an eved ivri, like a Jew could sell himself to be an eved ivri to a ger. That's what the pasuk says. So on this, it was bothering him. It was bothering the Rebbe. Lemaimer, you want to tell me, the ger koni eved ivri? Is it true that a ger could be kaina an eved ivri? Or Remini, I have a question. It says, ein hager nikne be eved ivri. A ger, after he's mezgar, after he becomes a Jew, he can't sell himself for an eved ivri. And v'yein isha v'ger kainim eved ivri. A lady, or else a ger, cannot buy an eved ivri. That's what was bothering Rebbe. Here the pasuk says an eved ivri like it sell himself to a ger, and there we hold a ger cannot buy an eved ivri. Now ger lo nikna be eved ivri, a ger can't be bought for an eved ivri. Another Jew can't buy a ger. Why not? But the pasuk says after you work for 6 years, it says v'shev el mishpachtei, you have to return to your mishpacha binon. In other words, you have to be such a Jew that has a mishpacha, has a family. V'yhol leka. And a ger has no family. His parents are goyim. He has no family. So the kid says, a ger cannot be sold for an eved ivri. Now, v'yein isha v'ger koinim eved ivri, a lady or a ger cannot buy an eved ivri. Why not? Isha lady is lav urchari. Doesn't really mean it can't be chal. It means it's not normal. It's not normal she should do it. Because the v'yein isha v'yichud. Because the lady would be alone with the eved. It's not nice. So urchari, a lady does not buy herself an eved ivri. And ger, nami, how come a ger can't buy an eved ivri? Because gemiri, we learned that the mikni koni, a person that could be sold for an eved ivri, he could buy an eved ivri. But the loy nikni, a person that cannot be sold for an eved ivri, like a ger, loy koni. He cannot buy for himself an eved ivri. That's what was bothering the Rebbe. We learn that a ger cannot buy an eved ivri. And here the pasuk says that a Jew will sell himself to a ger for an eved ivri. Mashma ger could buy an eved ivri. So Teretz says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Eina koina, true, a ger, when he buys an eved ivri, it's not really an eved ivri. But, and vedina ki Yisrael, he has lacha like a Jew. Avol koina, vedina kenachri. That is, he doesn't buy an eved ivri to have a din like a Jew, but he could buy an eved ivri and have a din like a guy. What's the difference? Difference is like this. Tanya, ha nirtza, an eved ivri after he had hatzor, or else vihanim kalanochri, an eved ivri that was sold to a guy. Hanirtza means, no, if the eved ivri worked for 6 years and he doesn't want to leave, he still wants to work, so he has his ear pierced and he could work until yovel. Or else an eved ivri that was sold to a guy. So lochri is eina oivid loyas haben loyas avas. Let's say the master dies, or let's say the guy dies. A lochri is this eved ivri goes out free now. He does not have to work to the guy's son. Or to the nirtza, it doesn't have to work to the master's son. That's the difference. A regular eved ivri that's sold to another Jew when the master dies, so the children yashin, they take over. The eved ivri has to work to the sons. That's what it means. If an eved ivri is sold to a ger, and then the ger dies, even though the ger has children, his children do not take over the eved ivri. But rather, the eved ivri goes out free, just like an eved ivri that's sold to a guy. When the guy dies, the eved ivri goes out free. That's what it means to say. That's what the prices mean to say. There's no steer in the pasuk. It could be an eved ivri sold himself to a ger. A ger could buy an eved ivri. Just means he doesn't have the loch as if a Jew bought it, that when the Jew dies,